How many?
Gallons.
Currents.
Gallons.
Gallons of
volume.
Gallons of water.
Gallons of water. Look. How much? Can you? 100,000?
How much more? Much.
Billions upon billions upon billions.
Make it through that ocean. How many molecules of water? Say 10 over how many power? Say
50. Huh? 10 to the power 50. Trillions and trillions and trillions and zillions and trillions and zillions.
The molecules. 10 over?
10, 50, let's say.
50. For the whole world?
10 to the power 100. That's an unimaginable number.
Universe? Not universe. Our galaxy?
That's the point I give my sajda.
He is also a professor on that. How
if you count every single particle in the known universe, people don't agree, but you cannot go more than 10 to the power 100.
But some people saying that through whole universe, that concluding 10 billion galaxies, the pieces that is the power over 10, 79. But I was thinking that it is not too much. And the bigness of universe, whole single parts through material world to be 10, 79 power on it. That means 180 zeros in front of it. You may imagine this Earth as a cube. They are saying that a quarter 40,000 kilometers. In that globe, with that number, how much it is going to bring single pieces? If you are imagining this world as a cube,
yes.
This side around going to be 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, and 10,000 also height. And through every millimeter can be put 10 million atoms.
times 10 to the infinite, 10 times 10 to the 3 times 10 to the 3 times 10, 10 to the 6. So it's 3 plus 3, 6 plus 6, 12 plus 1, 13, 12. 10 times 10 to the 12. That's the one. He's a physicist.
He's a physics professor.
Maybe 10 to the power 50.
55 zero?
10 to the power 15, let's say, molecules.
15?
50.
50?
Yes.
It is only one.
Earth.
What about our galaxy and other 10 billion galaxies? They are saying that it is reaching only 10 power 79.
But we don't know many galaxies. It's the problem.
Just by the size, the cubic volume.
Because universe is mostly empty to our knowledge.
I know, but they are saying approximately for every galaxy, including 100 billion stars or 200 billion stars or more, in such a way they are expecting that it is going to be on that number, on that power, 10 power 79.
That's possible, because if you take our galaxy and say 100 billion stars, 100 billion is 10 to the power 12.
Yeah.
Multiply by 50, 10 to the power 62. And then add 100, because it's stars, not planets. Or maybe, it's become a bit bigger.
Therefore, I'm surprising how it can be in that, on that power. I'm looking, it is too small number. Must be more and more.
Maulana Sheikh, it's mostly speculation.
Yes.
When we work in space, we make all kinds of assumptions about how many particles there are per whatever. Mostly assumptions. We classify the space as vacuum because we don't know any better. And we measure it by what we call TOR, which is like 10 to the minus 9 atmospheres, which doesn't give us any idea of how many particles there are per, let's say, square kilometers.
I know, but it is approximately less or more, and they are not reaching to 80 after one.
What's the correct number saying?
Eh?
What's the correct number?
Correct number? He knows. No one can know. It is impossible.
It's a great deal of speculation, Maulana Sheikh. We don't know.
Yeah.
We know so little when we talk about
space.
Oh. Well, then Jeb Urakam, from where he has got 79? From where they got the 79?
They are bringing. Now our galaxy, it has about 150 billion stars in our galaxy. And they are making a approximately giving that number to everyone, and making it in such a way to come closer, that they are saying this. It is never going to give a fixed number. It is impossible.
Allah.
Look. Allah, 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 Allah,
higher positions more than Dakota. Yes.
But yeah.
But yeah. Let I am so crazy. Some of you, I am.
Allah, I don't know what I am. Allah, I